That Porn Guide, and you're listening to That Porn Guide Podcast, Episode 4. Just real quick before we get started, if you haven't already, check out that awesome, totally not safe for work coloring book we've been talking about. Links in the description. In today's episode, we'll be talking about porn star Angela White and OnlyFans girl Anna Cochinius. Then a little later, a steamy story from the internet, followed up by tech toys and crowdfunding. But first up, birthday announcements for the week. First up, she celebrated her birthday March 15th, Ariana Marie. Then on March 16th, Gianna Nicole celebrated her birthday. March 17th, both Katie Morgan and Stormy Daniels celebrated their birthdays. March 19th, Alexa Thomas celebrated her birthday. And on March 21st, Katie Banks celebrated her birthday. Here's hoping to all of you had the sexiest of birthdays this week. If you happen to be one of the performers mentioned in the birthday announcements this week, or you're just a regular listener of the show, I would love to share your tales of birthday fortune with my audience. They don't have to be sexy, just epic. You can record a message that we'll include in the show. You can leave those recordings at anchor.fm/thatpornguidepodcast. You can also find us on Twitter and YouTube at That Porn Guide and on Reddit at Porn Podcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Hashtag my dog dot. Now with the birthday announcements and the housekeeping out of the way, let's talk about that hottest porn star of the week, Angela White. She's a 3x AVN Female Performer of the Year, a Brazzers exclusive contract star, and a penthouse pet. Born in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia in 1985, self-described as Aussie in LA, Angela White began her career in the adult industry in 2003. XBiz.com has called Angela White Australia's most well-known adult performer, and the Daily Beast has called her the Meryl Streep of porn. Her first scene was shot by Score shortly after her 18th birthday. She was inducted into the AVN Hall of Fame in 2018. She won an AVN Female Performer of the Year in 2018, and then again in 2019, being only the second woman ever to do so. In 2020, she won the award for a third time, becoming the first person to win the Female Performer of the Year consecutively for 3 years in a row. Angela White's not just a gorgeous porn star, she's also had a bit of a political streak. In 2010, Angela White ran as a political candidate for the Australian Sex Party in the 2010 Victorian state election, winning 2.9% of the vote. Her political run was to advocate for sex workers' rights, specifically to oppose Australia's Green Party candidate, Kathleen Moulson, who advocated for banning brothels. She told BuzzFeed, "My angle wasn't necessarily to win. I wanted to make sure that Moults didn't win." During the election, White sent copies of her DVDs to State Attorney General Rob Holles in her bid to reduce regulations on X-rated 18-plus films. In 2013, Angela White and fellow Australian sex party candidate Zahara Stardust became the first political candidates to film a pornographic scene together. Man, that's awesome. If only the political parties in the United States could be so open-minded and awesome as the Australians. Damn it, they got everything. Killer spiders, kangaroos, and porn star political candidates. And a little birdie tells me that the water in their toilet spins backwards. Anyways, moving on. So not only is she sexy and a politician, she's also educated. She graduated from the University of Melbourne in 2010 with a degree in gender studies. There, she researched women's experiences in the Australian pornography industry. In 2014, she said that she would like to go back to university to complete her PhD and expand her studies to include a broader cross-section of performers. Angela White is a white female, and at the time of this recording, her relationship status is single. She has brunette hair, blue eyes. She has some of the biggest, most beautiful, genuine, real 32 double G gagas. They are beautiful, and they sit on a 5'3" frame. They are magnificent. She weighs approximately 130 pounds. I did see some variations from different sites, but it was roughly about 130 pounds each site. Like I just said, she's got 32 double G bra cup size. Her waist is 28 inches. Her hips are 38 inches. She has tattoos, no piercings. She started her career in 2003 and it's still going strong to this day. She has a Pornhub rank of 8 with 749 million views and 623,000 subs. We're going to move on to her bio now. Have you ever wondered if everything really goes backwards or upside down in Australia, aka the land down under? For the busty, sexy hellcat Angela White, the only thing down under about her is how quickly she gets under a throbbing dick doing the in and out crotch dance. Her tits are so big, You want to believe she paid massive bucks to get some genius surgeon to make them that way. But in fact, Angela is 100% pure, natural lady, and those tits are the real deal. When she's on her knees worshiping a cock, you could stare down at her cleavage and get lost in that vortex of fleshy boob fold. Angela wasn't always the cock-gobbling and jizz-draining superstar she is today. You see, in Australia, girls are still in high school when they are 18, which means this girl was a true-to-life high schooler when she first decided to make her way into the porn. Being as inexperienced as she was, she first joined up with the famous Australian all-girl lesbian site, Abby Winters, among other softcore sites, in order to test out the slut waters. There, she perfected her solo skills and her pussy-munching abilities. Finally, though, the great slut swelled up inside of her and her fat tits, and she finally blew all ball sacks open with Angela White Finally Fucks. Since then, she's been getting her vajoon stretched by plenty of throbbing knobs and receiving loads of warm facials, too. And that concludes Angela White's bio read, and now we'll move on to her awards. Usually, I read out all of the nominations that these girls get, but the last episode, the nominations just went on way too far, so I'm just gonna list off Angela White's wins, and here we go. In 2016, she was the winner of Best All-Girl Group Sex Scene in 2015's Angela 2. She was also the winner for Best Oral Sex Scene in 2015's Angela 2, and in 2018, she was the winner of Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. For 2017's Angela 3, she was the winner of Best Double Penetration Sex Scene in 2017 for Angela 3. She was the winner for Best Group Sex Scene in 2017's Angela 3. In that same year, she was also winner for Female Performer of the Year. In 2019, she was winner for Best Actress Featurette. For 2018's Who's Becky, she was the winner for Best Anal Sex Scene. For 2018's I Am Angela, she was the winner for Best Group Sex Scene. For 2018's After Dark, she was the winner for Best Oral Sex Scene for 2018's Angela by Darko. She was the winner of Best Three-Way Sex Scene, Girl, Girl, Boy, for 2018's Corruption of Kissa's Sin. She was the winner of a Fan Award Favorite Female Porn Star. She was the winner of Fan Award Most Spectacular Boobs. She was the winner of Female Performer of the Year. Then in 2020, she was the winner of Best All-Girl Group Sex Scene for 2019's I Am Riley. She was the winner for Best Blow Bang Scene for 2019's Angela White's Dark Side. She was the winner for Best Gang Bang Scene for 2019's Angela White's Dark Side. She was the winner for Best Group Sex Scene for 2019's Drive. She was the winner for Best Leading Actress for 2019's Perspective. She was the winner for a Fan Award Favorite Female Porn Star. She was the winner for Fan Award Most Spectacular Boobs. Again, them boobs. Some girls got the number 10 ass, but Angela White's got the number 10 boobs. She's won multiple awards for her boobs. Anyways, moving on. Winner of Fan Award Social Media Star, winner for Female Performer of the Year again, and then in 2021, she was the winner for Best Actress Featurette for 2020's Seasons. She was a winner for Best Group Sex Scene 2019's Climax 1. She was a winner for Best Non-Sex Performance for 2019's Fertile. She was a winner for a Fan Award Female Porn Star. She was a winner of a Fan Award Most Spectacular Boobs. Again, them number 10 boobs. They're double gagas. Anyways, winner for a Fan Award Social Media Star again in 2021. And that wraps up her Avian Fan Awards. I think I forgot to mention that at the top of listing off her wins. Those were the Avian Fan Awards. Now we're moving on to Pornhub Awards. 2019, she was a winner for Best Chest Top Big Tits Performer. And then that concludes the wins for Pornhub Awards. Moving on to XBiz Awards. For 2016, she was a winner for Foreign Female Performer of the Year. Then in 2020, she was a winner for Female Performer of the Year again. And then in 2022, she was winner for Premium Social Media Star of the Year. And that concludes XBiz Awards. Moving on to Spank Bank Awards. In 2017, she was a winner of Most Voluptuous Vixen. 2018, she was a winner of Bewitching Brunette of the Year. In 2019, she was a winner of Hardest Working Hoe in the Biz. Hardest Working Hoe in the Biz. I'm the hardest working hoe in the biz. Men shall top me. And also in 2019, she was winner for Oral Authority of the Year. Moving on to 2020, she was the winner of Buxom Beauty of the Year. And she was a winner for Contessa of Cum. And finally, she was winner for Most Comprehensive Utilization of All Orifices. And that concludes Spank Bank's awards. And then Spank Bank Technical Awards in 2016. She was the winner of Fair Duncombe Beauty. She was winner of Most Likely to Drive Topless. She was the winner of Able to Deep Throat a Didgeridoo. She was the winner of World's Sexiest Would-Be Politician. Yeah, we learned that earlier. She is a politician in Australia. And in 2018, she was the winner of Excellence in Provocative Editing, and then she was the winner for Most Gracious International Icon. That wraps up all of her wins. She did get nominated for a whole list of other things that I didn't get into. If you want to see that, you just head on over to her wiki page and you can see all of her nominations. I'm not going to get into that right now because we'd be talking about this forever. So moving on to her social media, her Twitter is at Angela White, where she has 1.9 million followers. Her OnlyFans is also at Angela White, where she has 933,000 likes. She also has some Safe for Work social media. She has a TikTok page, which can be found at Turtlenecking, where she has 344.6 thousand followers with 1.7 million likes. I couldn't find a YouTube channel, so I don't think she has one, or one that I couldn't find. And Instagram, she can be found at TheAngelaWhite with 8.6 million followers. And that wraps up her social medias, and that concludes our deep dive into Angela White. But while you're hitting up her social medias, be sure to hit up ours. You can find us on Twitter and YouTube at ThatPornGuide and on Reddit at PornPodcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Hashtag MyDogDot. Before we move on to our OnlyFans Girl of the Week, let me plug that Not Safe for Work coloring book one more time in all of its glory. Hashtag NSFW, Totally Naughty Coloring Book. The hashtag NSFW, Totally Naughty Coloring Book features incredible sexy imagery from artist Alex Kotkin and the mad scientist at SheVibe.com, along with the sensual aesthetic of erotic tastemaker Alec Chase of the award-winning LadyCheeky.com. Inside this sultry and tantalizing coloring book, you'll find a diverse array of scenes engaging the user in a fantasy-worthy act of carnal delight. Links in the description. Just a quick disclaimer, it is an affiliate link. Keep in mind, it takes a significant amount of my time to research, record, and edit these podcasts. So help me out by having a look at my affiliate links and consider making a purchase. Next up, our OnlyFans Girl of the Week is the self-described, genetically blessed Milky model, Anna Cochinius. Making her first post on Instagram on December 3rd, 2020, she managed to climb the ladder of fame faster than a jackrabbit on methamphetamines, running downhill with an Acme brand Wile E. Coyote rocket strapped to its back, being chased by a telemarketer trying to sell her an extended car's warranty, as she managed to amass 510,000 followers on Instagram in just 5 short months. She's a white female. She was born in 1998. Couldn't find pretty much anything on her background. She has brown hair, blue eyes, really big, real boobs.
Oh, thank you.
Her bra cup size is 34F, sitting on a 5'5" frame, weighing approximately 127 pounds. This is definitely the big boob episode. We had Angela White with the ginormous double G's. Now we got Cochinius with the 34F boobs. I couldn't find anything on her waist size, couldn't find anything on her hip size, couldn't find anything about tattoos, piercings, education, and there's no Pornhub brain. She's done pretty good at keeping a low profile, as it were. I did contact her, trying to get her to spill some beans, as it were, to give us a little insight, a little background on her, but she never responded. So the best I can do for you guys is to scroll down her Twitter and maybe describe some of her pictures. Now, earlier I did mention that her hair was brown or brunette, but in some of her pictures on her Twitter, she has quite a few pictures. She has blonde hair. And obviously, from when I was describing her before, you know she has some bodacious tatas, some really big nanas, some big old Lady Gagas. They're beautiful. I mean, they're really big. They're honestly quite big for her frame. She has quite a small frame. Now, when you imagine somebody with boobs that big, you imagine kind of a curvy girl, a voluptuous girl, and I think she's even been described as voluptuous before, but she's kind of petite, honestly. She's got a very skinny waist. Her hips really aren't very big either, you know. I mean, they're nicely shaped, but they're not, like, huge or anything, and so she's got this tiny frame, this petite body with these really big, oversized milk jugs that are just gorgeous. She does have, now I said her hips are small, but she does have a nice butt. In some of her images, you can kind of get a hint, a small taste, if you will, of her butt. and it's nice. It's not the number 10 ass that we've heard about in previous episodes, but it's definitely there. Most of her images are forward facing. You know, she's accentuating her money makers, the boobs, if you will, her money makers. So she's not really focused on her butt too much, but maybe she should. Maybe she should focus a little bit on her butt, because it's not that bad. But scrolling down her images, I've seen a few here, but no, let me say right off the top, on her Twitter, you're not going to see any nudity. She saves all of her nudity for her OnlyFans. So if you wanted to see her in the buff, you're going to have to pay. But for now, we're just looking at her Twitter feed, and she's got quite a few really nice images. I'll scroll down a bit and describe a few of my favorites. Okay, so the first one that I'm really enjoying, it's a picture from the waist up. Mostly, you can just see her big nanas. She's wearing this plaid or checkerboard colored shirt, and you can almost see her nipples through there. I don't know if that's really her nipple or if it's just something covering her nipple, but you can kind of see her nipples through it. It's the shirt's kind of see-through a little bit. It's pretty nice. She's got the blonde hair in this image. She's wearing some glasses, and it's nice. It's tantalizing. Tempts me to go pay to see her OnlyFans. Scrolling down a little bit more. Oh, here's another nice one. She's standing in a roadway. She's got a white shirt on. Her nipples are hard, so it must be cold outside. She's wearing pink pants, so it's from about the knees up. She's got the brunette hair in this one, and she's got her hands on either side of her boobs, and she's pushing them together real nicely. So keep in mind, these are all natural boobs too, so they don't just stay together on their own. So she's kind of pushing them together, and they're kind of plumped up a little bit, and they look really nice. Their nipples pointing out of her little white shirt. It's a tight-fitting shirt too. And that one looks really nice. It's a little dark. The image is a little dark. It's not lit very well, but it's still a nice image. Scrolling down some more to see what else we got. Oh, here's another nice one. So she's sitting on a couch. She's wearing an orange shirt. Top, her front is exposed, but you can't see anything because she's got her arms kind of pushing the boobs together and her arms are covering her nipples. That one's really nice. You can also get a hint of crotch. You can't see anything. She's wearing some lace panties. But the picture ends right before you get to the vaginal area on that one. Once again, this one, she's got blonde hair and she's wearing some glasses. Looks really nice. Let's see if I can't find another good one, and then we'll move on. Oh, perfect. Okay, this is the last one I'm describing, then we'll move on to the next segment. So in this image, it's from just above the knees up. So just below the vagine up. And it's angled from a lower perspective. So if you can imagine like somebody on their knees looking up, or maybe even lower than knees looking up. So she's wearing a green bottom and a green top, and it's Christmas themed. It's got some reindeers on it. And it's really, the top is really tight, and it's got some under boob hanging out. So the shirt doesn't come all the way down to her boobs. So you got some boobs hanging out the bottom. But then the bottoms are also real tight, and she's got some camel toe going on. And it's the chef's kiss. That picture is really nice. I'm gonna hit the like button on that one. By the way, I'm probably saying her name wrong when I say Cochinius or Cochinius. I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, but if you're watching this episode and I'm saying your name wrong, please let me know. You can actually go to my podcast and you can leave a voice message, I believe. I recently switched over to the Anchor platform, and from what I understand, you can actually call in and leave a message. So that's awesome. So if you're hearing this, Cochinius, and I'm saying your name wrong, call in. Let me know how to say your name properly. I'm a complete idiot, and I apologize if I completely butchered your name. Also, call in and leave me some background information. I would love to share some more information with my listeners. And if you call in or even just leave me a message or respond to the message I left to you on Instagram, I will update my listeners in a future episode about whatever information you want to give to me to share with them. So that would be awesome, and I would appreciate it very much. I would also appreciate if you kind of like, I don't know, maybe let your fans know that I made this podcast and talked about you. That would be awesome. It would be almost as awesome as your boobies. All right, so moving on. Gotta kind of pander a little bit there to the to the women of the show. Maybe they'll be gracious enough to, I don't know, plug me in their social media so I can get some followers, you know, kind of leeching off of their fame. I should be ashamed of myself, but I do love the female body and the female form. This is my way of expressing that. All right, so that wraps up everything we have on Anna Cochinius. So we're moving on to our next segment, Steamy Stories from the Internet. But before we get into it, I wanted to give a big thanks to R1Writer99 of Reddit for giving us permission to read this story on our podcast. He posted it to a Reddit thread. I saw it. I liked it. I loved it and I asked for permission and I was granted that permission. The title of this steamy story is I Think My Sister Is Flirting With Me. And just from the title, you know this one's going to be good.
I think my sister is flirting with me. We have the same dad but different moms. She just turned 18 2 weeks ago and I'm 19, about to be 20. Still live at home. She's a senior in high school. We've always had what I call a good relationship. Really never really fought and get along real well. We have some of the same friends, so we do end up running into each other at parties and whatnot. But anyway, this last like a year, I'd say she's been more handsy, if that makes sense. Wearing less clothing around me and more revealing clothing at that. Sometimes she's even going as far as walking into my room with just a towel on to talk to me about stuff. She could be doing it by accident, but I don't know. She'll even brush her ass against my crotch area if I'm looking for something in the cabinets or reaching over me, knowing full well her shirt is gonna sag low for full view. I've never really actually seen her fully naked, but I've seen plenty of side boob and whatnot. But what leads me to share this, is what happened last night. We were watching a show on Netflix, and we have a large couch that faces the TV in our living room. I was on one side, kind of laying on my back, my head turned to watch TV, and she was about the same, but on the opposite side. It's a pretty long couch, and our feet would touch if we both stretched out with bent knees. We both have plenty of room to be comfy. Well, there was only one blanket on the couch, my blanket. After a while, she tried to steal my blanket, nothing out of the normal, usually. We both fucked with each other in a playful manner, and she just tried to yank it off me, and of course, I knew it was coming, so I had a firm grasp and didn't let the little shit take my blanket, lol. So she decides to just climb under the end of the blanket, since it's a huge blanket. That doesn't bother me much, because I'm not put out. So no biggie, nothing crazy. But I start to get hot and kind of toss, kick the blanket off of me onto her lower half since she was wanting it earlier. Well, by doing so, when I kicked the blanket off, it folded up over her and exposed her legs from the knee down. She didn't say a thing, just kind of resituated herself and pulled her knees up and now was laying on her back with her knees up. That's when I saw it. She was just wearing an oversized t-shirt and just thin enough to see through purple lace underwear that I could see the crease of her pussy making the cutest camel toe. I could see that she was bare shaven and just spots of pink peeking through the think see-through lace design. It's magical, to say the least. Now, I've never really thought of her in a sexy way before. Now, other than the common panty stealing and whatnot, I'm sure what normal boys do. I couldn't help but just stare for the longest time. There it was, just open to air. What I would have done to crawl under that blanket and pull aside those purple panties and see that bare skin pussy of hers. But what makes me write this is I started to think, oh, this is just a great accident. But really, after a few minutes, I thought about the previous flirty interactions she does to me, and it's hard to explain. But no one sits there with their legs up spread apart like she is doing. Maybe a little bit, but she knew what she was revealing to me and had no intentions of closing her legs. She sat there and didn't move an inch. Maybe if they were closed a little bit more, it would be an accident. But I'm telling you, she was fully wide open, like enough room I could have crawled under and licked that sweet thing and had space to spare. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore, and I just got up to my room, hailing my heart on, and went and busted the fastest nut I think I ever have to her Instagram pictures.
And scene. No, that was not read by me. I do not have a girl's voice. I know in the previous episodes I've been reading the sexiest steamy stories from the internet, but I figured this time around I'd have a female read it just because I think it would sound better, but you know. You can check out the original post on our Reddit page at Porn Podcast. If you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, be sure to let me know your thoughts on this story in the comments, and if you're interested in having us read your story on the podcast, you can submit them on our Reddit page at Porn Podcast. And as I previously mentioned, if you're interested in leaving a voice message or comment, you can do so through the Anchor app or by heading on over to our podcast webpage that can be found at anchor.fm/thatpornguidepodcast. And that's spelled thatpornguidepodcast. All right, so that's the steamy story from the internet for this week. And now we're going to move on to tech toys and crowdfunding. So this week we're going to be covering two crowdfunding projects because one of the two will probably have already ended before you listen to this podcast. At the time of recording this, the project only had 5 days left, and by the time I release this episode, it will only have about 1 or 2 days left before the campaign ends. So first up is one that will be ending the soonest, and it is a Kickstarter campaign titled Super Fun Time Arcade 18-Month Calendar, and it's a sexy 18-month calendar for gamers, comic nerds, and movie fans. The project is a 36-page, uncensored, not-safe-for-work calendar featuring some of your favorite characters from video games, comics, movies, and TV shows. The calendar itself is 8.5 by 11 inches in size, so when it's opened up, each illustration will be 11 by 17 inches. The format will be 18 months, but won't be for a specific year. So you can display the calendar any year and all year around. It will run from January to December and then past June for 18 total illustrations. This is a pretty awesome project, and it's a shame that I found it so late in its crowdfunding stage. I actually search for these types of projects on the regular, and I can't believe this one slipped past me. In any case, you only have a day or two by the time you're hearing this to secure your copy of the calendar. It'll set you back $20 to get the physical copy of the calendar, or you can support the project for as little as $5 for the digital copy of the calendar. Now, there's a whole lot more to this project, so as soon as you hear this, definitely go check it out for yourself. There's a bunch of add-ons and other content available from this creator, and all of it's just the chef's kiss, to say the least. Definitely check it out if you manage to hear this podcast in time. The project had a goal of $3,500, and they managed to already raise $8,307 with 229 backers and 5 days still to go. Like I said, by the time you hear this, you're not going to have a whole lot of time to have a chance to look at it and secure your pledge for a calendar. So if you're interested, quick as possible. The next project I want to talk about is titled Skin, and it is a representation of Equals Liberation, a 248-page, 11 by 14-inch hardcover photography book designed by Alan Emoto with an introduction by Debbie Millman. The book showcases very artistic nude imagery, elegantly done, and features some names you may recognize, such as Amanda Palmer, Stoya, Jonah Angel, and Riley Ree, just to name a few. The project had a goal of $30,000 and to date has raised $32,700 with 382 backers, with 28 days still to go in the project. You can land a digital copy of Skin for as little as $5, but if you want the hard copy version, you're going to have to part ways with about $55. But from what I can see, it's totally worth it. There's so much more to this project, so you're definitely going to want to check this one out for yourself as well. The links to both of these projects will be in the description of both the podcast and in the YouTube video. All right, that wraps up Tech Toys and Crowdfunding for this week.
Yay!
And due to there being no newsworthy news to share with you, we're going to skip that segment this week. So that's our show. We'll see you next week. You can find us on Twitter and YouTube at That Porn Guide and on Reddit at Porn Podcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. I'm out.